This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal.
This has been a difficult week for the President of the United States and the details of macroeconomic policy and practice. He said in Puerto Rico on Tuesday that federal spending on the recovery from Hurricane Maria has thrown the federal budget, quote, out of whack. In fact, so far, just over $2 billion has been allocated for Puerto Rico. That's against a multi-trillion dollar federal budget. Then Tuesday night, still in Puerto Rico, the president said the island's $72-ish billion in debt, most of which is already in default, is going to have to be, quote, wiped out. Not only did that send shudders through the bond market, but also presidents can't just order legitimate existing debt to be extinguished. Which gets us to this morning and the presidential Twitter feed, which at 7:09 this morning, Washington time, said this, quote, stock market hits an all-time high, unemployment lowest in 16 years, business and manufacturing enthusiasm at highest level in decades, end of quote, at exclamation points where you see fit. Couple of things about that. Number one, markets go down too. Unemployment was at a 16-year low in June. It has gone up since then. And to be honest, it's not at all clear what numbers Trump was looking at about that whole business enthusiasm thing. But to grant him his bigger point, it's a long-established tradition for presidents to claim credit for the country's economic successes. Whether that credit is always deserved, far less clear. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has that one.
Let's go back to 1932. President Herbert Hoover is running for re-election. The country's in the middle of a depression. Hoover's opponent, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, blames him for the economy and ultimately wins. Gil Troy is a presidential historian at McGill University.
And in the 1930s, as things get better, Roosevelt is able to take credit. So that's when we really start seeing the naming of an economic phenomenon with a president involved.
Troy says, sure, FDR's policies jump-started the economy, but so did other things, like World War II. War, oil prices, natural disasters, these can impact the economy in the short term. Lawrence J. White, with NYU's Stern School of Business, says a president's influence is more of a long slog.
Who the president appoints as the chair of the Federal Reserve, how much he pushes for particular kinds of legislation, that makes a difference.
White says policy changes take time. And Stephen Kyle, an economics professor at Cornell, says our $19 trillion economy doesn't respond immediately.
It's like trying to change the course of a giant oil tanker. You know, you can change it, but it's not going to turn on a dime. So I would say that the conditions for, you know, Trump's first year or any president's first year are largely determined before they even get there.
So why do presidents claim so much credit for the economy? That kind of talk wins elections. Ask FDR. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.